Hello. I'm recording this on my iPad because I wanted to see if my setup worked. I think it does. Seems to be working. It's all plugged in. It's all doing what it needs to do. The iPad is responding to my voice and is showing me a little, like a needle that moves when I talk. So I assume that it works. I assume the sound's good. If it's not good, I won't have used it and you won't know and you won't hear me. So yeah, I'm currently at work and I am on an admin day. So I'm doing a lot of admin stuff, catching up on kind of all the bits that I have wanted to get sorted all week. Oh, wow. For the last 2 weeks, I have an admin day every 2 weeks. And yeah, I'm just going through that at the moment. I'm exhausted. This week is like, it's only Tuesday and I'm already like fucking exhausted. Really, really tired. Don't know what it is, but yeah, just a bit knackered. So yeah, in the middle of a day, I'm feeling a little bit like just drained of like mental energy because I'm doing a lot of work-based stuff and I've had to do some like training and that kind of stuff. And my brain at some point goes, I need you to give me some dopamine. Please do something that engages your brain. So I thought I'd do something creative and I'd record a little podcast whilst I am thinking about it. So, yeah, like I said, it's a Tuesday. I am currently sat at my desk looking out the window. A plane is flying past the window. And I've had a lot of like ideas for silly little songs over the last couple of days, which I'll probably do something with over the next like week or so. They're going to be really stupid, like stupid ideas. But when I have a stupid idea, sometimes actually turns into something quite decent. So we'll see what happens with it. It might turn out to be absolute garbage, and if that is the case, then I'll still put it on the internet for people to listen to because most of my music is garbage. Well, I don't think that. I don't really think that. But like, I have put out some interesting stuff and some less interesting stuff. You can be the judge. You can be the judge. But I also, like, I don't think I mentioned it on the previous episode when I was talking about music things, but I have my own label that I like have all of my own music under, just as a way of kind of encapsulating all of the things that I do in under like a little bit of an umbrella. And my label is called Unfocused Sound Collective. I was between that and another thing, but I wanted it to be like to do with kind of ADHD and neurodivergency. And I thought Unfocused Sound Collective because I don't really always have a focus of where I'm going with my music. Sometimes I just open the software and go, okay, I'm going to do this. And then I pop out something interesting. And sometimes I don't. Also, I love sampling. So I really like sampling sounds and noises and other music. Obviously, when I'm releasing music to the internet, sampling music requires lots of different copyright stuff. So a lot of the time, I am sampling things that I've created over the years. I've got lots of like digital versions of tape playing, like tape cassette things that I recorded over the years. I have a tape cassette recording that is on my computer of me when I was 14 and I was bunking off of school because I was getting bullied. And I'm sat at a park just talking to myself on this tape recorder. It was the early days of podcasting before when no one listened to it. I used to call them my little radio station. And I had a radio. Me and my friend at the time, we used to make tapes. They were really silly. They were sometimes musicy things. They were just weird sketches, us pretending to make adverts and that kind of bullshit. The stuff you do when you're a kid, basically. And we called it Agfa Radio. And I won't be sharing any of the clips from that because I don't think he would want that. I think he wants them to very much stay in the vault where they belong. But I sometimes go through all of these tapes and try to find samples that I can sample. And there's also some recordings of me when I was a four-year-old and I'm singing The Carpenters and The Pogues. And I am also singing Postman Pat So I may sample those at some point and put them into my music and see what I can do with it. I watched a video essay the other day about the composer, musician that worked on a lot of the Jet Set Radio games. And I found it really interesting because he samples a lot of really interesting things and obscure things and just makes them like work. And he turns them into this like funk techno sound. I just found it really interesting, and that made me want to kind of look through my archives and go, okay, what have I got here? Because I've not only got archives of like audio recordings from when I was a youngster, but I have years of podcasts and stuff that I could sample from. I have videos that I could sample from. So there's a lot. There's a lot in the vault. My vault is packed full. Sometimes actually exploring that can be quite fruitful. So yeah, if I do find some interesting samples, I might share with you the samples before I turn them into something. I don't know. We'll see. But right now, I just needed to engage my brain in something that wasn't work-related because I genuinely felt like I was going like a little bit insane. Sometimes when I've stared at my computer screen and I'm working on something specific for a long period of time, my brain just starts to like seep out of my ears a little bit. And I needed to just, adapt that in a little bit of a way. I don't know. I was also thinking, so I've been watching other people on YouTube and stuff and listening to podcasts. And I see a lot of people doing, oh God, there's a wasp on my window. Ugh, I hate wasps. Fucking hate them. Massively phobic of wasps. Luckily, my window is closed, so it won't be able to get in. I've just lost the tangent of where I was going with this train of thought. What the fuck was I saying? Got fucking pissed off by a wasp, but now I've lost my shit. I was umming and ahhing whether the podcast as I do it, like here and now, whether that would actually translate to video, if I could just do a very simple, sat in front of a camera, video version of what I'm doing. I don't know if that would work or not, or if it would just be, I don't know. That's why I'm kind of putting it out there, because it is possible to do video podcasts and then you just yank the audio from it. And all it is literally me doing what I'm doing now, talking into a microphone. So it might not be needed. But when I see people doing it, I'm like, I could do that because it's really simple. But then I have a tendency to overcomplicate things. And then because it becomes overcomplicated, I then don't do it. So I don't want to like overcomplicate things, not podcast, and then just lose my like enjoyment factor of it. I don't want it to be a task. Maybe not. I don't know. What do you think? Let me know on different ways. There's lots of different ways. You can email me, tobyhonestpodcast@gmail.com, or you can just find me on my socials, which is TBYHXLY. If you're listening, or not listening, if you're listening, or if you get my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, you might notice that they auto-transcribe my episodes, which is fucking brilliant. I think that's a really good way to make podcasts searchable and accessible for people. And it also gives me the option to download those transcripts so that I can upload them to the YouTube version of the podcast that goes out, because it just goes out on YouTube as the podcast, but I can also add them to that, and I can also add them to different places that support that. And it's just a really good thing to have, like a transcript version of the podcast. So I'm really like happy that that's a thing. Obviously I'm going to have a proper look into it, because I'm sure that they might get words wrong every so often. So I might have to edit here or there, but no, I think it's a really positive thing. I'm coming up to 10 minutes and I don't really want to take up too much more of my day, of work with a recording of a podcast, but I did want to just touch base. I know I've only really just done an episode like a couple of days ago, but that's the thing that with a podcast. Sometimes I'll just want to record. Sometimes I just want to test something out to see if it works. Like today was plugging my iPad into the little audio setup that I have and seeing if it worked. And by all accounts, I think it is working. So that's made me quite happy. I will say goodbye for now. Don't forget, you can find me all over the internet. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to let me know. If you're not already subscribed, please subscribe. All those kind of things I should say at the end of a podcast. I am looking for a way to introduce voicemail into the show so we can make it more interactive. It's going. The podcast is growing and people are listening, which is nice. I can see the stats. So thank you very much if that's you. So bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Bye.